Was that time?
Yeah, let's keep it tight. Because
Toiter.
start. Ooh, talk. Ooh. We're trying to keep it to an hour. Oh, you are, yeah. But then run your timer.
Yeah. Because we don't want him to have to edit a lot, so we have to keep this one. Super tight.
Yeah, but you're not going to continue to watch the time.
I believe
in
you.
I don't believe
and
in
you. And you just licked the nut. Yes!
She's going to be distracted with work. Mm-hmm. And then she... Do you know I message her and then she's like, oh my God, is that the time? I need to leave. This is the same principle.
I'll run the timer as well.
Thank you.
Are
you
ready? I won't run the timer as well.
Okay, challenge accepted, it seems.
That's our intro.
Hello everyone, welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cuck in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody.
Nice. I'm going to get that tattooed on my chest.
You don't need it, but you have to do it back to front. Memento.
Yeah, so I see it in the mirror. Classic. Maybe I should get a number of those.
Yeah, get Polaroids.
Just get people to write secret messages that must tattoo it on my back.
Yeah.
Be like, Ron.
QR code scan.
I just imagine like a giant kick me tattoo at the back. You will be the one to do that.
Repeatedly.
No way, but we're back from outer space.
Don't turn around now.
Because you're not welcome anymore. No, that doesn't rhyme. That's
another song.
You are right, Jody. You're looking corporate today.
Yeah, man. I actually have a day job now.
Ah, nice. I love it.
You know, unlike you, been working nonstop for realsies.
That's right.
I've been doing that work from home parentheses.
Yeah, vibes. But I mean, you were still working.
Yeah, but this is like proper working.
Oh my word! So you actually had to talk to people today.
Yeah, and strong traffic and
meetings. Any Teams meetings?
Lots of Teams, you know. Too many teams.
Time. We are talking.
Yeah, we've started, didn't you?
Yes.
And on that note.
Not on that note, because they need context. We put Abby on the timekeeping, but she's not actually keeping a time. She didn't set a timer.
Yeah.
So she's just going to eyeball it.
Yes.
By checking the time now and giving us.
Yeah. Which is relevant to the movie we're reviewing this.
It one. Is. It's all about time. But let's get into the news.
Our news and shorts.
Joker. Your favorite movie from 2019?
Yeah, whatever.
Nine, man.
You so loved it. I topped your list.
I did not love it. I did not like that movie at all. And I knew it was going to get a sequel.
Yeah, though. It was inevitable. I mean, this film.
It made like $1 billion.
Yes, and it's the most successful R-rated movie. We knew they would throw money at us for a sequel now.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Unfortunately.
And it's getting a sequel. And, you know, the title of the sequel.
Yeah, I can't pronounce that.
No, it really... but it speaks to the pretentiousness of the fucking director, if you ask me.
Why is Todd Phillips pretentious? This coming from the person who gave us Hangover. Hangover 1, Hangover 2, 3,
yeah,
4.
Yeah, but now he makes one Taxi Driver, like, a movie Rebel. And then he's like, yeah, you know, I just want to do them because I'm an artist.
It's about the
art. No, fuck this guy. Anyway,
can you pronounce that?
I'm not, I don't know. I'm
Fale adieu.
Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Should we Google it?
No. Let's just believe.
Yeah, so the sequel's called Joker.
Fale adieu.
Mm-hmm. And that means folly of two.
Yes.
Is it folly of two?
Something like that. It's the medical term for an identical or similar mental disorder that affects two or more individuals, usually members of the same family.
So it's definitely a Harley Quinn.
Of two.
It's Harley Quinn, yes. Obviously.
Like, who apparently has been cast.
Is it?
Reports are to be believed.
Oh, wow.
Lady Zsa Zsa.
Oh,
has been cast as,
I see.
But has potentially been cast as Harley Quinn because this is a musical, Russ.
Oh my God.
You see, you hide the cuckness of your ability by doing weird shit.
I'm not watching this.
No.
I am not. You know, no. I don't watch musicals unless someone pays me.
You don't watch musicals and you I think we can euphemistically say you didn't like the first Joker.
I fucking hated the first Joker.
Here we go.
I thought it was a bag of trash. I liked parts of it in terms of like the technical aspects of it, sure. The cinematography and so on. But the actual story, and I did like the performance.
Of Joaquin Phoenix.
But I didn't like the story and I thought it was unnecessary.
Because it's not the Joker movie.
It's not.
It's just not.
Now they're making another not Joker movie and it's a musical?
Yes, why not?
Lady Gaga's gonna be, well, she's in early talks, it says. Yeah.
Yes. But
has it been confirmed?
No, it's not been confirmed, but everyone's reporting on her.
Who
being
is everyone? List
Hollywood
them.
Reporter, Screen Rant, Cinema Blend, Variety, Deadline, and CBR.
If it's not in the U, I don't give a fuck. You or Ice Connect, baby. Those are the last through publications.
Of,
yeah.
of truth.
100%. That's where journalism lives, you know? Yeah, the U and the Ice Connect. Shout out. Maybe a little sorry, but I mean...
Touch. Very clear.
I fucking don't care about this, Jody. And you know what's going to piss me off now? Is that people are going to scumble over this movie again. And... Lady Gaga is going to be great because she's Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And she usually is great.
And it's a musical, so she's going to be doing amazing musical shit. And Joaquin's going to do another dance that's going to become a meme. And
They have to team up as performers now.
Yes.
Because she sings and he dances.
And he already, remember, he did Walk the Line? So yeah. He can sing. Johnny Cash.
That's a good movie.
That's a fantastic
Way better movie. Than Joker.
That's what he should do a sequel to.
Yeah.
He must walk Cash then.
Johnny Cash 2, Cash in Hell. So Disney's been on a spite poop of live action recreations of the some of them are good, some of them are not so good. And some of them are like shot for shot remakes.
Yes, because why not?
Why not?
Not the first time.
No, but they have to. I think to keep the
rights.
Yeah, to the IP, they have to remake.
Probably because I think a lot of these stories also stolen from other like folk tales. As soon as you start going into stuff that's not what you have the IP for,
yeah,
you have to pay other people.
No, for sure. But did you hear the conspiracy that Disney made Disney Frozen because when people Googled Disney Frozen,
Walt Disney.
Yeah, exactly. They wouldn't want it to come up that Walt Disney is Frozen.
I love that.
So they made a whole movie called Frozen.
And that's one of the like
you can't now. But anyway, the live action stuff, some hit, some misses, but this is a bit exciting. Guy Ritchie is going to be doing the live action adventures of Hercules.
Yes. So first of all, Guy Ritchie directed Aladdin. What did you think of that one? Did you like it?
No.
I didn't mind it so much. I liked Will Smith as Genie.
Nah, I don't know.
I mean,
if he's not smacking anyone, I'm not a fan.
You know, that's all we hear for.
That's what he does best now.
Yeah. The last wish is that he keep my wife's name out your motherfucking mouth.
But, yeah.
I didn't. I thought
you,
it was
you
entertaining.
Thought it was alright?
It was entertaining. I liked Will Smith. I think that he didn't do a bad job of replacing Robin Williams there. So I think that he's going to stick to the formula for this one.
Yeah.
Guy Ritchie now. He's definitely just going to follow that playbook.
No, I want Lock, Stock, and Hercules. That's what I want.
Yes. You're not getting that.
I know I'm not getting it.
You're not getting
it. Imagine like Hercules meets Snatch or something.
It's Cockney Hercules.
Yeah. And they introduce these characters as like from the underworld or whatever. Yes. But okay.
No.
But I will say this, although I don't agree with James Woods' politics, he was an amazing Hades.
He was brilliant. Also, I think he was almost as good as what Robin Williams was for the original Genie in terms of that voice acting and he just went off on riffs there. Like he was doing his own
It was
own
so
shit.
Funny, man. Like, yo. So,
you know, James Woods isn't really a genius. He's been throwing that around for years.
Wait, what? Since when? I didn't hear the first rumor.
So James Woods is apparently like one of
like a Mensa member.
Mensa type, like 158 or some shit IQ.
One of those Mensa.
Yeah, those people. He's been throwing it around. Like he liberally spreads that shit that I'm a fucking genius. And there's apparently no proof that his IQ is as high as what he says.
If Sharon Stone doesn't vouch for him, then I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
It's fucking James Woods. God. He must just fade into obscurity now. But that's the problem.
There have been two other Hercules movies that were dog shit.
Yeah.
Helen Lutz and The Rock. did his own Hercules
he
as well.
He did do a Hercules. You also, the beloved Kevin Sorbo.
Oh, that's yes.
Another, that's forget, another right-wing yeah, pundit
with
now.
The Xena Warrior Princess.
The same universe, over. Yeah.
Yeah. Beloved.
Look, I really like that show growing up.
SIBC 2
was... Hercules just beat the shit out of like everybody.
Yeah.
But okay.
With his immaculate hair. So I think those films are all more true to the actual mythology of yeah. Hercules, whereas Hercules is adapting their animated movie, I'm
yes,
assuming.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. Singing, we'll see. Oh, but yeah. I really enjoy the animated one. Mm-hmm. I mean, Michael Bolton on that
I
movie.
I can go the distance.
What a track.
Yeah.
See, they don't write
it'll
like that no more.
It'll be worth the while. Yeah, that was...
I don't know the words, but I know that song slapped.
It did.
So, you excited after Aladdin? You excited?
I
for
think
this?
Guy Ritchie is gonna stick to the formula. This is his one for them, one for me vibe.
Yeah.
He's gonna make enough money from this to go and do more stuff like The Gentleman and
yeah.
so on. So yeah,
calm down. Nah, I want Snatch.
You want?
Yeah, I want Hercules Snatch.
Okay,
Hercules Snatch.
Turkish.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I want. I want a gangster movie about Greek gods.
Imagine Guy Ritchie pitches up with a completely yeah. full movie. With that whole thing, that's Hercules story with cockney gangsters.
Ah, that would be amazing.
We'll phone Disney. Also
get does. Jason Statham in. Yeah. He can be Zeus.
Oh, I'm Jason Statham.
Oi, Hercules. Antonio Banderas. So, yo, when last did you hear of him? What has he been up to?
Puss in Boots is getting a new movie. No shit, there's a new Puss in Boots coming
really?
Out. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He had time.
Bring Shrek back.
Yeah.
So, Antonio Banderas, he is believed to be on board for a Django Zorro crossover.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is another one of those internet manifesting things because
yeah.
the writers were... possibly linked to this idea.
Yeah.
I've said it's impossible that this movie happens. Like,
why?
It's not happening.
But this is based on a comic book.
Yes, but they want to actually do Quentin Tarantino's, like, Django character crossing over with Zorro. And then Antonio Banderas would come back.
Yeah, Mask of.
Yes.
What were these two?
Mask of Zorro and...
The belt
yeah,
of Zorro.
Yeah,
so that you can keep going until the...
Yes, all the clothes.
The boots of Zorro.
The sock of Zorro. The one got lost in the washing.
So when Zorro's fully dressed, then they'll finally stop.
Then they'll just stop making
But the comic is really good.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen it.
And if the comic is good, that should give, you know,
yeah,
some nice source material
ever.
There.
Yeah.
I don't want to be this guy, but how old is Antonio Banderas?
Yeah, well, the last movie I can remember him in, was he not in the Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard? Was he not the bad guy in there? I feel like he was the bad guy. And he's not doing... The last physical role I saw him do was the Expendables 3.
Yes, he did flip. No, that wasn't him. That was a stuntman doing those flips.
Well, yeah. But I mean, it's implied yeah. that's like him being physical. That's the last
one. I don't know, man. I don't know if he could do it. I enjoyed those movies.
I love Antonio, but if they want to do like full-on action, yeah, I don't know. Like,
yeah, bring back Catherine Zeta-Jones and stuff.
Fox is getting a bit too old for like heavy duty.
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
Man, black don't crack, bruh.
True that. That
bruh can play anything, still. He's playing Mike Tyson.
And he can do any, like, his impersonations, I'd say.
He's doing the Mike Tyson movie.
I don't know where that's at, but he's supposed to.
He's playing Mike Tyson, but there's a show coming out.
Also about
Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Deborah doesn't look so much like Mike Tyson.
No. He's proper S Tyson.
Yeah, he's proper S, yeah.
Fox is Tyson.
No lisp.
Yeah, no lisp.
I like my Tyson with a lisp.
Yeah, original Tyson.
But yeah, I don't know. Usually when they do this, then they just talking cack, man.
I think so. But also,
always looking for work.
Is that where you throw it out, man? And you see, if it gets enough momentum, you just go with it. So there's a degree of that for me.
What has successfully actually went into production from this type
Deadpool.
Of momentum? That yeah, but Deadpool they like leaked.
They had filmed.
Yeah,
and
they leaked
the
stuff,
test footage.
Yeah. But like from someone actually being like, "Hey, I want to do this." Think Jody.
Simu Liu.
Well,
Shang-Chi.
He already heard that they were gonna do a Shang-Chi.
So he was more about the casting
yes,
instead of the
yes,
movie.
I'm
being
talking
created.
About the actual movie.
Yeah. Well, get back to you.
No, now.
Nothing has ever. Because, you know, I am if I don't know it, then obviously it hasn't happened.
Yes.
So nothing.
That's how I live my life. Jody's like a movie encyclopedia.
Nothing. To answer your question, nothing has ever happened.
Fair enough. Then artist Antonio. Chris Evans. He's doing the interview circuit now for Lightyear.
Yes, which is apparently not doing so well.
Is it?
Not as well as Disney at all, or Pixar at all.
What?
We'll get into it.
No, no. You brought it up.
Jurassic World, that piece of shit movie, is still number one in most places. So Pixar had thought that this film would easily top that movie because of its built-in audience.
It also wasn't released in a number of countries.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of the lesbian kiss?
There's a lesbian kiss in it. I know. It's like, why are we still talking about this?
I mean, what I read about the lesbian kiss was that Disney backed them for the relationship, but not the kiss. They were like, you can depict lesbians, but you can't have them kissing. Because that's another.
Wait till you see the sex scene, Disney. Gotta cut those fingernails.
Chris Evans.
You need the fingernails short, right, Abby?
Keep them short.
Right.
The nod of someone who knows.
Yeah, sorry, kids. Let's get back to the kids' film.
We chose this.
No, but I mean, that does worry me because I'm really excited to watch Lightyear.
Yeah.
It's if you don't know what Lightyear is, it's the movie that the toy of Buzz Lightyear is based on.
Yes, which when it was decided on, I felt like that's a tenuous idea.
No, I thought it was a brilliant.
And then I saw the first trailer and I loved it. It
looks so good. Anyway, so he's doing the press circuit now and he has stated that he would rather reprise his Human Torch role than Captain America.
Yes. Because remember, was it like last year this time that there were all those rumors flying around that Chris Evans was rejoining the MCU, that he was coming back as Cap.
That's why I kept saying
that makes no sense. His character had the perfect arc. Leave it as is.
Yeah.
Now he's saying, because it doesn't seem like that has come to fruition, obviously, that if he was ever to come back to the MCU, then it would be as the Human Torch. Because the question was posed to him, would you not want to do Johnny Storm now that the multiverse is a thing? And he said, yeah, he'd be more likely to do that than to come back as Cap.
Look, that was a fun character for him, right? Like, I remember those movies weren't great, but, you know, he was that guy.
That was almost like the next step from his Not Another Teen Movie type characters.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit more mature than that, but still very, like, jock, bro, childish, that type of thing.
Yeah, no, I understand. And I think he's done with it, Captain America. Like,
stop asking for it, man.
More than 10 years, man. Just fucking leave him alone.
And it ended
Let
well.
The man rest.
Cap is happy. Cap got picky.
They all stuck with his cock, my bro. And you know why? Because they all like worried about the MCU now.
Yeah. Because the big guys are leaving.
Yeah, and you don't know what direction it's going.
Hemsworth is saying this is probably his last Thor.
People must relax, my bro. Just take the movies as they come.
The issue, I think, is that you can see now that there's so many people who don't know what's available.
Mm.
What is still there, that Marvel could pull from. They only know this because this is what was given to them with Phase 1.
Yeah.
And letting go of those characters is hard.
It's hard, yeah. Marvel letting go is hard.
I know, man.
But remember, time heals all.
It's a sad twist to this conversation.
No, but it's true because I miss him too, you know? I think about Cap every day.
Every day?
Yeah, he represents everything that I am not.
I remember when we spoke about Civil War, and it's like, we both are Team Cap.
Yeah, Abby was the only Iron Man in
there.
You
can see. And look where she in life now. Yes, throwing gang signs.
Throwing gang signs. Classic Iron Man fan. Anyway, I don't want to see either. Like, I don't want to see him come back into the superhero universe.
No.
I want him to do more directing and stuff because I think that's where he's
future. And side projects, you know, like Grey Man
side hustles.
Maybe
you must sell
fun.
Like, you know, something on Etsy in the meantime.
Keep yourself relevant, you know. Keep your name on the lips.
Knives Out was cool, and he's got like Grey Man, him playing a villain. I love that. I think it was a great choice, especially coming off Captain America.
Well, he was the villain in Knives Out as well.
Yeah, and you're my bro.
Have you not watched?
BT Dubs, did you see the movie? The name for that movie now?
The sequel. Yeah.
Glass Onion.
Yes. What the fuck?
I don't know. But the big twist in that is that Chris Evans is still the villain.
Yeah, he's coming back with another for trapped jersey.
I'm excited for that, though.
I love it.
How we ended up there, who fucking knows? But there, that's where we find ourselves.
Our producer should keep us on track.
She's really not.
Let's do this.
Yay. Ezra Miller, Jody, fucking...
Abby, there's so much.
It's news that comes out about them every time.
There is so much that came out. I wasn't going to do it. For your information, Ezra Miller is now avoiding the police because they are trying to serve papers on him because he attacked / assaulted a 12-year-old child in some place. He's also... Parents took out people... Yes.
He's hiding. Yeah, people don't know where he is. They
parents of a 16-year-old have also taken out a restraining order against him because he's trying to get their child into a cult.
They are trying to get the child into a cult. Apologize to everyone who has come before. No, I'm kidding.
I apologize to everyone. but I did not want to do more Ezra Miller shit.
The thing is, honestly, Jody, Ezra Miller is the only reason the Flash movie hasn't come out yet.
He's like, they are still trying to figure out. No,
because every time there's more news and they just catching on a corpse of cuck. If I was his agent or their agent, I would find them and lock them in a room.
Just somewhere tight.
Yeah. And just
don't let them out.
I'll bring you food. You can watch as much TV as you can. Don't fucking do anything.
So the assault on the 16-year-old, yes, or 12-year-old, sorry, yeah, was apparently them being drunk, wearing like Kevlar and shit, and having a gun in hand and going to scream at this child on their lawn.
Yes.
Why? Like, what goes through your mind to set this up?
The grooming accusations as well.
Yes.
Like these are not small things.
Didn't you mention the cult thing to me like a while ago?
Yeah, I could have. Who fucking knows? But these are not small things. I'm surprised that they are not locked up. Okay, we know why
they're not locked up. Just bouncing it out. I'm nimble. I'm fast.
they're like underground somewhere, I imagine. But they belong in jail, I think.
Honestly, at this point, okay.
No, yeah. you have to finish your thought.
What do they have to do to go to jail?
I think murder.
Assault after assault.
Murder.
Remember, Batgirl's film was also impacted by the plot of that movie, which is another part of the story.
So now there's reshoots with that film.
Well, they're saying that they haven't been told to do anything yet, but the more Flash gets impacted by a release date and stuff, the more that film's going to be impacted. DC doesn't know, Warner Brothers don't know what they have to do now. Do they just put this on HBO and just write it off as like, we're done? Or do they try and make money off of it?
How many Warner Brothers are there?
I think three.
Three?
Mm.
Yakko, Jack, Wacko.
Yeah, Yakko, Wacko, and Dot. The Warner siblings.
Jody, fuck this, man.
Yeah, let's just...
Fuck Ezra Miller. Fuck this movie.
Can we try not to cover any more Ezra Miller shit?
You put it in there!
I couldn't not put this in. I'll try. Okay.
Like forever? Or? I put this one in, Jody, because you should be excited about this.
I didn't see this. I did not see this.
So one of Jody's guilty pleasure movies.
My ultimate.
Okay, his ultimate. Was it number one?
It was number one.
Okay, Jody's number one guilty pleasure movie is The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
AKA the film that destroyed Sean Connery's career.
Yeah, destroyed. He was like, I'm fucking done.
I'm done with that shit.
So, he also said, yeah, a woman, you can slap a woman open.
If it's open-handed, it's fine.
Fucking, anyway. Yeah, so they are developing a reboot of The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
This is amazing news. It's
from 20th Century Studios, and they're doing it for Hulu. So, yeah, I just put this in because I want to hear your thoughts on it. Like, are you ready for a reboot?
I am so ready. I don't know if they're going to stick more faithfully to the comic.
The comic is really good. It's really good, but it does get like...
really dark.
Yeah, they go weird with it. Like, that was Alan Moore who wrote that. he usually doesn't like any...
he doesn't like anything.
True. Except for, I think, like, magic. He's into magic, isn't he?
He's a curmudgeon.
But he generally doesn't like anyone adapting his work. He hasn't been happy with any of it, I think.
Nothing.
Ever. So he doesn't give a shit, as long as I suppose they pay him and whatever. Yeah. But the comics start off, like, really, really cool. They do get a bit tatty afterwards, but... I'm sure if they stick to that for the first part of it.
I really hope.
I think it'll be amazing. Because
really
this concept is so good, bro.
Exactly. This is Avengers before Avengers.
Yeah.
Crossing over the biggest like literary adventure characters
yes. And
making a story of it. I am pumped.
Whoa, you're so excited now.
Snapping my fingers.
What if it's bad again?
No, it wasn't bad the first time. Don't come with your again, cuck.
You know what? Nah, I'm going to rewatch that thing.
You must.
I think it might be fine.
It holds up.
Yeah.
It so holds up.
Holds up is a very strong word, I think.
It holds up. It is amazing. Go for it. I'll come watch it with you. Rewatch.
Sec, it's time for a review.
Yo, on this prompt note, we are moving on to Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun Maverick, Charlie.
Yo, directed by Joseph Kosinski and starring Tom Cruise, Miles Teller, Val Kilmer, bunch of other people. I didn't even want to go into it.
He's not going to go into it.
Except for Jennifer Connelly.
And Jennifer Connelly.
Connelly.
I like Jennifer Connelly.
No. Jennifer Polony.
She was invaded by white men. It's the Jennifer Connelly. Connelly.
Anyway, after more than 30 years of service as one of the Navy's top aviators, Pete Maverick Mitchell is where he belongs, pushing the envelope as a courageous test pilot and dodging the advancement in rank that would ground him. Training a detachment of graduates for a special assignment, Maverick must confront the ghost of his past and his deepest fears, culminating in a mission that demands the ultimate sacrifice from those who choose to fly.
Yo.
That was epic, eh?
I didn't think it would work on paper. When I heard about it, let's just look at this.
I felt like it was a terrible idea.
Top Gun on VHS. There's a lot of movie. There's a lot of people who refer to Top Gun as their favorite film.
Yes, I don't think they've watched it in a long time.
No, it does not. It's of its time.
It's very of its time.
It's extremely of its time. It's the dialogue is corny. The '80s is thick.
All the intense. There's smoke. There's really tight confined chambers. Sweating men. All the guys are sweating all the time.
All the time
for no reason.
They do sweat in this one too.
Not as much. Valid sweat.
Yeah, this is like
first checkpoint. Yeah, valid sweat.
Yeah. So when I heard about the movie, I was like, oh, whoa! How are they gonna do this? What are they gonna do?
What's the story gonna be?
Exactly. And then the movie comes out. And this one was delayed for 2 years?
Yes. Deliberately delayed.
Deliberately delayed for 2 years. Tom Cruise said no.
This must go to the cinema.
And boy, was he right.
Russ, this film is cinema distilled into its purest essence.
Oh my God.
It is cinema. Is what this movie is.
Yes, he did. He wrote it down on his hand.
I actually wrote it on my left testicle. I was looking at my crotch all the time.
He's going to get it tattooed. I mean, like, fucking hell. Going in, I only saw one trailer going in.
Yes. Me also, deliberately. Yeah. I stayed away from, I did not want to be spoiled.
Yeah.
By anything.
But that bell gets you, eh?
Ooh.
Even in the trailer.
Ooh.
Bong.
I've been listening to the soundtrack on repeat for the last couple of days at work.
So let's unpack it a little. Maverick is now 59 years old.
Yes. It's just...
No, not in... I mean, he's 59 in real life.
Yeah, but he's... It's almost set like real world time. So the same amount of time has passed. Basically.
He's still flying.
Yes, he is still flying.
He's still flying.
He has received no promotion or
rank
above.
No, he's still a captain.
Yeah. Spanning his sailor.
Say us,
he's
mainer.
In the Navy.
Yeah, he's in the Navy, but he's
he
doing...
He does do some sailor spanning at some point.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does. And he doesn't know how to do it, which is funny because he's in the Navy.
Exactly.
Anyway. So he's part of the special project where they're going to take this jet, a manned jet, to Mach 10 for the first time.
Yeah, never been done before.
That scene is amazing.
I have that repeatedly in this movie. Can I just say how happy I am to finally be talking about
this movie? Yeah, well, I saw it last night. Yeah, Jody saw it twice.
Yes.
Once on his Ace.
Yes.
In IMAX, and then the second
time. No, it wasn't that IMAX because of fucking Jurassic World.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, Jody. But then the second time we watched it with Alfred Adrian.
Yeah, shout out to the homie Alfred.
Did he enjoy it?
He was, for the entire day, he was telling, talk to me, Goose, talk to me. He was quoting that line. And I was waiting for him to see it in the movie.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Anyway, back to the plot.
Yeah, back to the, so, yeah, he goes there, but then this the military bad man, what's that guy's name again?
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris comes to shut him down.
He's getting along.
I'm just brushing through this now. No?
Yes.
He comes and he's like, no, you can't do this. And I'm like, oh, fuck that. Yeah. And then they push him back to,
to
Top Gun, yeah.
Yes, he's been requested.
In Fighter Town.
Yeah.
That's a real
best
place.
Name. Best name for a place ever.
Fighter Town.
Yeah. California. Why do they call it North Town? Didn't he say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there's something else, but I saw Fighter Town on the screen.
North Island.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Is what he said.
North Island Fighter Town, whatever. Yes. And they send him back to Top Gun because he has to train these up and coming graduates for a super dangerous mission.
Yeah, it's all graduates of Top Gun who need to now form.
So they're already Top Gunners.
They are all Top Gunnies.
Gunnies.
Yes. Ah. Yes.
When do you become a gunner?
I think gunner was right actually, but I'm gonna go with gunny. They've bestowed it.
Oh, look at you sticking to your Top Gun.
Yeah, so they've all graduated, but now being brought back as
because they were the best in the best of the best of the best.
And who's gonna train the best of the best of the best?
But the best of the best of the best
comes to train
Maverick.
Eric Roberts, I thought was best. Oh, of the best.
Yo, we should have to watch that again. But yeah, he comes back and he has to train them for this impossible mission.
Yeah.
But there he finds out that Goose's son,
Rooster,
is a top gunner.
Yes. Well, he's known. He has been following Rooster's career.
No, he's known, but now he has to actually talk to the boy.
Yes.
Oh, man. He's a young man.
And we can go into that story a bit more in spoilers.
We can, but we won't. No.
Everything's a spoiler.
It's a
what
plot.
What do you think of the plot, though?
It's fine.
You know, for a movie like this, you need a believable reason to bring back your characters and all of it. Make it a relevant story, right?
Yeah.
I think the plot is perfectly serviceable.
The plot is fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It does what it's supposed to do.
Exactly.
A lot of the things I did even anticipate.
Yeah.
The general beats of what was going to happen. None of that matters.
We don't care about it. but like I said, it serves the story completely.
Yeah.
But it's not also something that is so shit that it takes you out of the movie.
No, it doesn't take me anywhere. What's wrong with you? Oh, now you're not watching the time.
We're watching you.
We're watching us. So, yeah, you're 100% right. And I think all the performances were great.
Everyone was perfectly cast.
Even the guy who plays a douche.
John Hamm. Oh, yeah.
There's a couple douches.
Hangman is like the favorite new cast member, apparently.
Nuts, bro.
That guy is...
He's got a face that you just want to drive
you
through
just want
a
to
wall.
Smack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like an all-American handsome, but
he's almost like the new Iceman, right?
Yes,
like,
that's what he's supposed to be.
He's the best in his class by far. Yeah, I love the Hangman character. He's snarky. He is like you said, you want to smack him.
Yes.
He is perfectly cast. Where is that, bro?
Glenn Powell.
Yeah,
I've seen him in other stuff before, but shame. He has the unfortunate fortune of being too good looking, I think.
Way too good looking.
For like Hollywood. For like, you
anything.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just perfectly chiseled features.
Yeah, that's why you have to put him in a role like this and he works so well.
Yeah. Now he really pulls it off.
Miles Teller, he plays Rooster, which is Goose's son.
Yeah, this is my, since Whiplash, it's my favorite role of Miles Teller.
Like, is it?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff where I felt like it's almost like he's not living up to the hype of that film.
Yeah.
And I love him in this role.
No, the real star is his mustache.
Oh, the mustache and the shimmy.
No, the mustache and shimmy. Look,
the football scene.
No, she missed it in the film.
I'm doing it.
Do you want to see an actual clip or you just want to see Jody do it?
I'm wearing about 3 layers too many.
He's not doing it right.
I don't have the mustache either because I shaved this morning.
It's more of a... Like a...
Yeah, I was doing the shoulders. What? I'm doing it.
He's moving his body like a snake.
Like the snake, man.
You should never listen to R. Kelly.
Haven't gotten into trouble yet.
Wow. AJ, nothing but a nap. No, that was Aaliyah.
Yo. He's Googling Google through DuckDuckGo. There we go. Look there. Look there. Look at that. Look at. You can see the movement that I was doing. The basis of it is there. Same body shape also between me and Miles. That cut. I've got that cut V in my lower region of my core. And the mustache. Yeah, the person put roll on this morning. There it is.
Let's look at it again.
It's right there. Do it in slow-mo. There we go.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's literally it.
That's it.
And it's not short. It's average.
Yeah. At least 5 inches.
That's my own wife, Bill, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man. Love the shimmy.
That's Miles Teller shimming. I get it. I mean, what do you think, Abby? Why do you think people think it's so sexy?
It's just the casual. It's his aura also. Throwing off.
His umrah. He's...
There we go. Essentials. That's why people want Abby on mic.
I think everybody also just wants to ride that mustache.
Yeah.
All the way to the sky.
All the way to Chocolate Town.
So if... what the fuck?
Anywho, plot of Top Gun.
Yeah, Top Gun. I thought everybody was good. John Hamm also played an asshole really well. Yeah,
perfectly. I mean, we needed a... Ed Harris, I don't think, has enough kracht to do a whole movie.
I think he's mokshami. He can only act like 20 minutes
of time. After the dark star flew over him, he's like, nah, I'm done now.
Mm. Yeah.
He used all his power to not lose his footing.
Shame.
But so
that,
you know that scene that the
roof must came off of
Yes.
It wasn't supposed to do that.
Was that legit?
Yeah, but they only had one shot at it.
Because that plane is like millions of dollars.
Yeah, everything costs millions of dollars. Like, fucking hell. So, I agree. The plot does what it does. Everyone else is really good. And it was nice to see Tom Cruise in this role again. There was really emotional beats coming through.
He knows this character.
Yeah, he was doing some acting, my bro.
Yeah, he was through, with all the interviews he's done, he's been saying how the studio, they greenlit the sequel before the first movie was released.
Yeah.
They've been pushing him to do it since then. And he's always just said no. He doesn't see why he needs to do it.
Yeah.
The story was told. And then
he did Cocktail.
Yeah.
No. I don't know which came first, actually.
I think Cocktail was before this.
Yeah.
But, okay.
So must make a cocktail.
And then him and Bruckheimer sat down.
Yeah.
Because Jerry was like, I want some money. So yeah. let's talk about script ideas.
I need
ideas.
More money.
Yeah. You can never have enough. And they started doing some brainstorming on it. And they've got to a story that he liked.
Yeah. I mean, Christopher McQuarrie is involved in here.
Yeah.
Also.
You know.
Him and Christopher McQuarrie, they toyed.
Yeah. The only shit thing they've done is that Jack Reacher sequel. Everything else has been on point.
Never Back Down.
Yes. Should have never been made.
Also, horrible title. I will never...
But it is the book.
I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah.
Jack Reacher, Never Back Down. Trash. Yeah. Anyway, so with all that being said and done, the flights, the actual dogfights, training, anything that they do in the sky,
I've never seen anything like that. I mean, the level of detail, I saw a thing today about... They actually created a new way of shooting in the jets themselves. You probably have it for
some
fun facts.
Of course, I do have it for fun facts. What do you think? I'm a
But those dogfights are... And that, I think that's part of the reason that Tom Cruise has wanted to wait.
Yeah.
Is that if he wanted to do something again, he wanted it to be better than the first one.
100%. But he didn't want to. He would only sign up if they use real jets.
Yes.
So,
like that. That's a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
They had to be.
No, that was legit. Yeah, that was legit. He actually said that. So it was like, you know what type of movies he makes these days. And if he's going to do a Top Gun, they actually kill those people.
Yeah, everyone is. Like, those locations are actually bombed.
Those locations.
If you're being shot down, you
shot them down. No. Yeah, okay, we'll get to it in spoilers. But if you are not a fan of Top Gun, the original one, it does not matter.
Yes, surprisingly. Yeah. I mean, if you're a fan, there's a lot of the fans, nostalgia beats and stuff.
There is like nostalgia stuff that come through.
Again, though, it's done right. I don't feel like any of it is.
I'm going to be honest. I forgot a lot of Top Gun stuff.
Yeah. Have you really watched it? Like,
no, I haven't watched it in a very long time. So it's like a lot of those things I didn't remember.
Yeah.
I had to Google who Jennifer Connelly's character was.
Yes, me too. Because they like, she's from the first movie. I'm like I know Jennifer Connelly was.
They only refer to her in the first movie.
Yeah, Goose refers to her.
Like an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, Lieutenant Bradshaw. The one who got taken up in a plane. One of the reasons he was like cucked out.
Goodness gracious. So it's like, yo, what the fuck? So a lot of those references I didn't get. I didn't care.
No, not an ounce. I mean, it adds more that you understand Goose's importance to Maverick's character.
100%.
But I think even if you didn't watch the first movie at all, you would feel that anyway.
There's enough flashbacks.
There's
his
pictures.
His son is there. Exactly. You know, he's like, talk to me, Goose. Yo, like it was so well done.
The emotional beats of this movie. The action scenes of this movie, the music, we haven't even covered that yet, but the music in this movie is fucking epic.
Yeah, it's like from a nice blend of the old 80s sort of score with like new elements to it. So they hit that balance really well. Hans Zimmer, man. You can't fucking touch that, man.
The story is also kind of important real world wise, because part of what gets Maverick back to Top Gun is the fact that there's this threat of drones overtaking the you know, human based programs.
Yeah.
Basically.
And so, we know Obama loves drones.
That's a conversation we should not be having about.
Google it.
Look at us laughing about it inappropriately.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I mean, even the mission, it's so vague. Right? They don't give us
you
a
don't
location.
You don't know where they are.
We don't know who.
You don't know who they're fighting. They don't even show faces.
Nothing.
Nothing.
There's nothing, which I loved.
I also loved it.
Give a fuck about that.
Because they didn't, look, he's not here to piss you off. He's just here to entertain you.
Exactly.
So you don't have to make the Russians the villain or the Iraq is the villain.
Did you have the Tom Cruise saying thank you to you at the beginning
of
the movie?
Yes.
Dude, it's like this man thinks of everything.
He
right?
does, because he was like, hey, thanks for coming to watch Top Gun. I hope you have a special time or whatever. And he's like, you, Ross, specifically.
Yes.
I love
this
you.
This is for you. He names everyone in the cinema. Yeah. Go. Stop pulling your face.
Yes.
For me, honestly.
You're going to roll your eyes so far back in your head, it's going to stay there one day. Tanis, you're blind no more.
Yeah. Your face is going to stay like that. Yo. Morbid.
But that was a nice...
Thank you, girl.
Okay, amen, sister. That was a nice touch.
It was a fantastic
So, touch. Do we go into spoilers? What
yeah, we can...
What?
Look at you. I asked him this afternoon if we got it. We got our spoilers out.
You're fucking all the way over there.
Come here, girl.
You have to do it in the mic. What's your password again?
Slit 123.
Slit 1, 2, 3.
How did you know?
You must know, girl. I was 1, 2, and 3.
It's slit 1984. Okay, wait. Was it choir and I for you?
This was the quietest of choirs for me.
These? This is quiet. I didn't think it was going to be as quiet as it was. It was actually a fucked up.
In terms of my cinematic experiences this year. Number one.
Quiet. This is not going to be the same if you watch it at home.
No. You need to see this at the cinema.
Oh, yeah. But if you don't, if you can't, then it's also fine.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, spoiler alert.
Okay.
Oh, this is a new one.
Just missed it because he's been getting that cuck ones.
Yeah, this is a new one. You have to hold your finger down for this.
Yeah.
My one didn't do that. Anyway.
Maverick didn't die.
Maverick didn't die, but Goose is still dead.
Goose has dwet, my bro. Yeah,
Goose is cuck dead.
Iceman dies.
Iceman dies, yeah.
Which was spoiled fucking years ago. One of the first images that got leaked was the funeral.
Oh, shame.
Like, literally.
Yeah, Val Kilmer returns, yo. Yeah. He's if you don't know, Val Kilmer, the reason why you haven't seen him in a while is because he's got cancer.
Cancer
of the throat. There is a documentary.
Val.
Yeah, Val. It's okay. It's cool.
With the amazing thing is that his son narrates that documentary and sounds exactly like him.
Mm, he does. But his voice in this film was generated by AI.
They used old
reference, yes. Reference audio clips, and then they put it in there. But I mean, it was nice to see him.
Even that relationship is just, they did it perfectly.
Yeah, he also said that, well, I don't know how he said it, he must have typed it. But he said that when him and Tom Cruise were on set together, it was like they never left.
Yeah.
And they wasted a lot of film making jokes and stuff together. So that was quite nice.
But honestly, their relationship, because Iceman's character, he has done everything that Maverick hasn't.
Yeah.
So he's actually at the highest level that he can get to at this point of his career.
Yeah.
And he's the commander for, like, Top Gun and all of that stuff. He's the duck.
Yeah, and he's been having Maverick. I mean, the
fighting
only,
for
yeah, him. Every time they refer to it that now Iceman doesn't have your back anymore. And
yes.
obviously the only reason that he's still in the Navy is because of Iceman. Because he keeps catching on cuck everywhere.
Constantly. Like everywhere he goes.
He's such a nice guy. I don't know what he keeps doing. He's just
Maverick.
He's such a maverick.
It's like the opening scene of the film. He basically...
He just pushes himself
and the limits of everything as well. It's like they tell him, don't, for that opening scene with trying to go Mach 10... Do Mach 10, but don't do 10.1.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to push it.
And then he's like in the jet.
And he almost fucking dies. These scenes with the jets is just mind-blowing. I can't like stress that enough.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It really is.
So the actors actually set up the cameras in there. They had to know how to operate it.
Yes.
They had to switch it on and off. And they had to remember their eye lines, remember the dialogue,
basically
all that.
Everything.
And then the director and the cinematographer would just wait.
And hope for the best.
Yeah, they would just wait on the ground and until they get back from the flight. And then they'll check the footage and be like, okay, do this and this and this. And then send them back up. So they had professional pilots in front of them flying.
And they were
in the back acting.
Yeah.
Doing acting.
Yeah. Except for Tom Cruise.
Yes, there were two planes connected to... No, Abby, it's one plane.
There's two seats, front and back.
But Tom Cruise sat in the front.
Yeah, no, you think he sat in the front.
He did sometimes, Ross. He
did
off.
Sometimes.
He actually legit took off from the
aircraft carrier. He's a qualified pilot.
To answer your question, the jet has two seats.
Yeah.
There's the person in front and the one at the back, but they can make the back look like the front because it's got all the dials and stuff as well.
Yeah.
But then they mount cameras there.
But not everyone is Tom Cruise.
Yes. Very relevant point.
So Tom Cruise did take off on his own, but he's a licensed pilot.
How did they, when they had the scenes where it was two people in one jet, there was three people.
Yes.
Yes,
it was a tiny cameraman.
Wee little cameraman.
It was like, hey.
Don't forget about a wee pilot. It's a little leprechaun pilot.
Eating a baby potato.
Why the fuck is it the Irish
Eh?
Why is it the Irish person?
Are you? Because it's a weird leprechaun.
Why is it the Irish person?
Anyway, yeah, they had to do that. And then the cinematographer also had to like look at the weather and then look at the weather 50 miles away.
Because that's where they go to.
And then he had to kind of set the exposure like on the ground and then hope that it comes out. So he said there was a lot of nervous energy like on the ground because you never know what shot you're going to come back with.
So what I also found out today is that with the first Top Gun, the only time you see people actually flying in the jets was Tom Cruise. Because everyone else kept going to G-Lock where they get knocked out by the G's.
Yeah.
That kept happening to everyone else. So Tom Cruise was the only one who could stay awake long enough.
Scientology.
Yes. And this time...
This is actually a giant ad for Scientology.
The power of
Visit
Scientology.
Your local Scientology church today.
Oh. So this time they trained everyone a little bit more. Are we still working on that sponsorship?
No, so we're trying to get... They have the most money. Remember, what did they say? If you best way to make money is to start a church.
Here we go.
So he developed a 3-month training program for everybody.
Which he did himself again.
Yeah, of course. Tom fucking Cruise. Yeah. He developed that. So he's already... Like the amount of involvement he has in this film.
Yeah.
No one else could have done it.
And honestly, I'm not even saying this as like playing up to Tom Cruise or anything, but the sincerity of the effort involved with this movie. I feel like I was feeling that throughout watching this.
100%.
You feel like they wanted to make the best movie that they could make, and they squeezed every ounce of like everything out of this film.
Three of the six new actors did throw up every day though.
Yeah. Yeah. How can you not?
I know. And then also the football scene, Abby. Keep your pants dry there. They actually shot it twice. The first time, they thought they were done. So they were training for it and they got all buff. And
everyone got the abs and their pecs into
them. They shot it and then they went for celebratory like milkshakes and fucking burgers and cuck afterwards. Tom comes back like the day after or something. He's like, yeah, the footage is trash. We have to do it again. So they all let him back and he did jump.
Get the pump.
They have to get the pump and then reshoot it. But I think it was worth it.
Dude, honest, again, I keep saying this. Like,
yeah.
You
and he's in good shape, hey, that man.
Yeah.
59 years old.
And he's looping. You can see.
Yo, when he caught that ball. I was like, they're not going to fucking catch him.
F-18.
He might as well be in a jet because he fucking can't catch it, bro. No, he has to run in every film.
Ross, I've seen this film twice.
Mm.
I cannot fault anything about this movie.
Well, I can nitpick, but I refuse to.
No,
I can nitpick, but I refuse to.
I enjoy it so much. Just seeing the nostalgia's used well. Mm. The story is exciting.
Mm.
The fight scenes. That moment where Tom Cruise...
It's of your seat.
Where he does the fucking... The mission is possible.
Hadley went to go pee.
Nah, man.
Hadley went to go pee during that scene.
Put him in a nappy next time. Yeah.
He came back.
He almost asked me, when could I pee?
I immediately told him, you missed the best scene in the movie.
The entire film. That is, like, you know, it's right. Iceman has died.
Oh,
Tom Cruise is like, how do I continue? What do I do?
Nah.
John Hamm tells him, we done?
Yeah.
You can go now.
Can go. Yeah,
and
go
he
die.
Just fucking goes to fly that mission and proves.
Oh, my God.
This thing that no one has done yet.
Edge like of not my even seat. We went with other friends as well, and Mark is the type of person who gets really like into a movie, and he's just like, "Jeez,
yes, yes,
wow!" The whole time behind me,
I did
I'm
that
like,
the
I
second
can't,
time.
I can't be mad. I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm just like, "Fucking hell, this is insane!" When he does the cobra move, the spirals, Alice, my brother.
Everything.
Even when I thought like, "Shit." He crashes and then enemy territory. Rooster comes to save him. They both crash. They hijack the jet. Yeah. I mean, like, those things are... I thought at the time, I was like, ugh, do we have to see this now? Yes, we have to see this now.
Do you know what was good for me is that I didn't know how long this movie was.
Neither did I. Yeah.
So I did not know, like, how close I am to the ending.
Mm-mm.
I didn't know when he saves Rooster.
There's no time bar, man.
Exactly.
Like at home.
Yeah, you know. When we watch Legally on VLC. But, like, not knowing when it's going to end meant that I was on the edge of my seat throughout. I didn't know if Maverick was going to make it.
Mm.
When he sacrificed himself to
I thought he was dead. He was getting the hero's edit.
Yeah. I mean, even that moment where Warlock tells him, you're where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
When he goes up on the deck on the ship before the thing. That music and stuff.
Amazing shots. And you just look at some of the shots in this film. Like the cinematography itself, even on the ground, is like stunning.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's really well made, man. This movie was so dope.
Yeah. I was, and you know, Joseph Kosinski is doing an F1 film with Brad Pitt.
Yes,
next,
I heard.
And he's saying they're going to do never before seen shots.
That's actually a news item for our next episode.
Edit that one out.
This fucking guy doesn't know it's a fucking movie.
I'm excited, Russ.
No, it was absolutely stunning. And I do think you should watch this in the cinema if you get the chance. If you don't get the chance, at least turn the TV on loud.
Yeah.
And fucking
put your
sit close.
On.
Yeah, sit. You know where your mommy told you you mustn't sit?
Right
sit
there.
Right there.
Get the right thing.
It's amazing. And Tom Cruise has still got it. And you know what? I saw the trailer for fucking Mission Impossible in this movie.
He still has.
I'm going to
We are down. We're going to watch all of them before we
man,
go watch that.
They are amazing. Absolutely amazing. I will say one more fact. So all the actors... This is actually a dream thing because all the actors got to choose their own call signs.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you choose fanboy?
That. So the fanboy, the word fanboy is actually in the Star Trek font.
Oh.
So that kind of makes sense.
Okay, I get it now.
Why would you choose Hangman for yourself?
Well,
I mean, it does make sense in the script.
But the cut mark way, it's like, that's
yeah,
why they call
hangs
him
you out to dry. Yeah, that's why they call him Hangman. But that's cool. Miles Teller. So apparently... Tom Cruise has a habit of having the name Bob in all of his films.
Okay.
So your next job is to find the Bob in all of his
every
films.
Movie.
Like for the past 20 years he's been doing
it. Always a Bob.
There's always a Bob.
It's a Scientology thing.
You think so?
I scat so. Bob, Richard. So
yeah, Dick.
You know, Dick Bob.
Dick Bob.
And Harry. Anyway, this movie is
class.
Beyond quiet for me.
Aweza. So. You got any shout-outs this week?
We do. I want to read Graziano's email.
Listen, this...
He sent us fucking three
this is
emails.
A, this is a new segment.
Yes.
Called Graziano Gripes.
We're not starting with the gripes. We're starting with the thank you.
Okay.
This week we'll do the thank you.
How is that?
Okay. So, Graziano says, how's it, Brasa? As promised, yeah.
That's not how I hear him in my head.
How's it, Brasa?
Yes.
You'll have to send a voice note to prove whether or not this is what that sounds like. An actual excuse to check your email, even though Insta is probably easier and gets those Gen Zers. Oh, wait, they're on TikTok. I discovered your podcast by chance.
That's okay, boomer.
He doesn't look that old.
He doesn't? I think we're older than him.
Which threw Little Miss Sunshine's tweet my way, way back when. I gave it a listen as I've always enjoyed content over radio and podcast has been a natural progression. I was getting into a bit of a lull with films for various reasons. Friends moving, pricing, and then COVID, which I'm still not yet entirely comfortable with, but getting there. And once you fill that space with something else, it can be hard to go back. In a similar to Gab and Jules from ESPN, reigniting my love for football, your stuff being a United fan, blah, blah, blah. So you have done the same thing for me with films. There's an added joy to watching a film that's been reviewed, knowing that I can come back to that episode right at the point of spoilers and listening to you guys go deep into it. On top of that, films which I figured I'd never watch, I'm now curious to watch based on the different angles you both bring, whether agreeing or disagreeing. My favorite aspect by far has to be the news and shorts. I love current news across topics and you guys keeping us up to date in the film industry and the constant laughs it generates puts a big smile across my face. Today I was getting groceries and thank goodness I was wearing a mask because people could have been thinking, what the fuck is up with that guy getting bread laughing his ass off? Anyways, please keep
bread,
it up.
Bread be funny like that.
Yeah, I mean lots of ass in today's episode also.
What?
Anyways, please keep it up. I love the content. And when that orange block pops up on my phone, I'm smiling because I know there's another episode where there will be more laughs. Keep it a gookie. Fuck Jared Aleto. There we go.
Thank you, Graziano.
Thank you. That's our first bit of fan mail ever.
Yeah, he is the Italian. He lives in the Italian consulate.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh, neither do I. I'm just kidding. No, but I don't think he's in SA.
No, I don't think so. I think he might be in the UK. That's what his email says.
Football. English football.
Soccer.
Manchester.
Yeah.
United.
You know your sport.
Hey, look at me. Harry Kewell.
Okay. Australian football legend. There we go.
He played for Leeds, though.
Yes, he did.
Hey.
In the David O'Leary era.
Yeah. Oh, Lucas Hadebeek.
Same time.
Wait, bro. Ooh, let's start the sports podcast.
We should. Yeah. I mean, your knowledge is immaculate.
I know.
Golden State Warriors.
They won the championship. Yes. I knew they were going to do it. He finally got his MVP. I'm super happy. Mm-hmm. Fuck LeBron.
They've been really stocky with all these celebrations.
Hey? They have. Even Clay Thompson was like... Did you see him run that woman over?
He tumbled. Anyways.
He drank from the bottle. Anything is possible.
Yo.
We're done.
Graziano sent us more emails that we'll get to in other episodes.
Yeah, he sent us more emails. He has some gripes that we are going to answer,
yes,
I think.
We will. We have to.
We will answer it. But yeah, we ran out of time. Hatties, if someone wanted to find us, Jody, how would they do that?
Yo, they have so many places they can find us now.
Oh, yeah.
Bicycle Brasso Podcast on Instagram, on Gmail, and on TikTok. Not Gmail, sorry, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
You fucked up already.
Do it over.
One job.
And our email is existence again.
Email is existence. Graziano.
BicycleBrasso@gmail.com.
Yeah. But we're on Facebook now.
Yes.
So you can chat to us there. You can join the community. We want people to like give us opinions and stuff, but like liquor opinions, man.
And also on wherever you listen to your podcast, please click on the notify button for new episodes. Like Graziano said, it makes me excited.
Yeah.
And please go and rate us. Give us 5 stars if you enjoy the show.
Yeah, but if you don't want to give us 5 stars, then keep it to yourself. Then don't rate us. But everyone stay safe. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Ross.
And keep it a gookie.